Visually impaired Stellenbosch University graduate refuses to peddle in sauerkraut. Author, Corporate Communication and Marketing, Annel Lewis, published 29 March 2023. Despite facing numerous challenges, a visually impairment that cut short her career as a radiographer, ill health, and then, last year, the loss of a home in the devastating flood in KwaZulu-Natal, Mbali Nkwamu, has been steadfast in her determination to make the world better and more inclusive. Her thesis, titled The Effects of Sauerkraut on Human Health, Nutrition and Food Security, A Review of the Literature, looks at ways in which cabbage can be processed locally to improve food security and nutrition. Her desire to better understand issues affecting local communities has long been the motivation for her studies. When an eye condition prevented her from working as a radiographer, Nkwamu opened the bakery franchise to support her son and her siblings. Unfortunately, she was forced to close it because of the oppressive and discriminatory treatment of African women in business. The following photo is displayed. Mbali Nkwamu at her graduation. I was not ready to give up, she says. With a desire to help support other women entrepreneurs, she completed a BA in Social Sciences and a BCom in Small Business Development. She then enrolled for a postgraduate diploma in Disability Studies at the University of Cape Town to explore the challenges disabled women entrepreneurs face. Interested in ways in which business could accommodate more people with disabilities, she started an M philosophy in inclusive innovation. When diagnosed with a thyroid condition that almost killed her, Nkwamu decided to register for a diploma in nutrition to explore the role of food in optimal health. Realizing that fermented foods have a significant role to play in the healing of the body, she registered a company that advocated for the elimination of foods negatively affecting the gut. Again, her desire to know more set her on a new academic path. After experimenting on herself by using products brewed and fermented in her kitchen, Nkwamu decided she wanted to study the impact of fermented food on the body. She enrolled at Stellenbosch University and narrowed her focus of study to look at how cabbage, which is known wildly in South Africa, can help eradicate malnutrition and food insecurity. By taking our own health seriously and into our own hands by choosing what we eat, we can one day have a country free of malnourished children with stunted growth, she says. Nkwamu's impaired vision has been a constant challenge throughout her academic career. I never expected the amount of reading I would need to do. While she often struggled to explain to course conveners that she was unable to access information because of her eyesight, she experienced amazing support from Stellenbosch's disability unit. With the unit support and funding, she had access to appropriate software to convert articles into an accessible format. Everything was on track for Nkwamu to complete her MSc until the devastating floods in KwaZulu-Natal last year destroyed her home. Not only did it leave a family without a roof over their heads, but a laptop with its assistive technology was also lost. Only a visually impaired person will understand what it means to try and get by without the software. Nkwamu decided to relocate to the Western Cape to get the help she needed and finish her thesis. She credits her supervisor, Professor Ganne Sige, associate professor and head of the Department of Food Science, as well as the staff at the Faculty of Agri-Sciences, including Julia Harper and Anna Camilla, for her success. This indomitable entrepreneur and academic is far from nearing the end of her pursuit in knowledge. She set up a practice dealing with gut health, and she is working on a food bank project with the Technology Innovation Agency in KwaZulu-Natal. Further plans include commencing with a PhD in 2024. Photographer Stefan Els, source, Stellenbosch University.